Listen up, team. As your head coach at Third Coast Training, I want to walk you through exactly what happens when you commit to keto adaptation. This isn't just a diet change. It fundamentally rewrites how your body produces and utilizes energy, shifting you away from carbohydrate dependence and straight into highly efficient fat and ketone oxidation. Now, this metabolic overhaul creates unique physiological signatures that simply invalidate our traditional endurance training models. That means we have to adopt new testing protocols, restructure your training zones, and reset your performance expectations. Let's break down the metabolic shifts first. Long-term keto adaptation triggers profound physiological remodeling. When you're burning fat as your primary fuel, your peak fat oxidation rates jump to 2.3 times higher than what you'd see on a traditional carb-fueled diet. We're talking 1.54 grams per minute versus just 0.67. During submaximal exercise, mean fat oxidation jumps by 59%, with fat contributing up to 88% of your total energy needs, compared to 56% on traditional diets. This shift is driven by increased mitochondrial volume and completely remodeled catalytic and lipolytic pathways. But here's the trade-off you need to respect. Fat oxidation requires approximately 5 to 8% more oxygen than carbohydrate oxidation. Consequently, you'll operate at a higher percentage of your VO2 max at the same pace, which temporarily reduces running economy despite your enhanced fuel availability. Now, let's talk about your lactate response and how we're going to test you. The most striking physiological change in keto-adapted endurance athletes is a dramatically altered lactate profile. Because ketosis suppresses glycolysis, the primary pathway for lactate production, you will exhibit significantly lower resting and exercise lactate concentrations. Your lactate accumulation curves become notably flattened and right-shifted, meaning lactate buildup doesn't kick in until much higher workloads. Research shows the exercise intensity required to reach a fixed blood lactate concentration of 2 millimoles per liter increases by 15.5%, shifting from roughly 70% to 81% of your VO2 peak after full adaptation. Because of this, traditional lactate threshold testing and standard heart rate zone models simply fail to capture these changes. We have to modify our incremental protocols with longer stage durations, 6 to 8 minutes, and more frequent early stage sampling to accurately identify your delayed LT1 and LT2 markers. Instead of relying on fixed heart rate percentages, you'll establish your training zones using the respiratory exchange ratio, or RER. An RER between 0.8 and 0.85 will accurately target your zone 2 fat burning intensity and will run steady state verification tests to ensure your heart rate stabilizes at sustainable efforts. This creates a specialized performance profile optimized for sustained, submaximal efforts. The glycogen-sparing effect is particularly valuable for ultra-endurance events, with carbohydrate oxidation dropping by approximately 70 grams over 2 hours and overall glycogen utilization falling to 72% of control levels. This directly delays fuel depletion and fatigue in long-duration competitions. Additionally, reduced lactate accumulation and lower post-exercise inflammatory markers like creatine kinase and lactate dehydrogenase will significantly enhance your recovery, allowing you to maintain higher training frequencies and volumes with less muscular damage. However, these advantages are strictly intensity-dependent. The higher oxygen cost and suppressed glycolysis will limit high-intensity performance, particularly for efforts exceeding 85% of your maximal aerobic capacity. You may experience a temporary disconnect between perceived exertion and actual workload during adaptation, and your ventilatory thresholds will often occur at lower workloads. To manage this, strategic carbohydrate intake should be reserved exclusively for high-intensity sessions like speed work or HIIL, repeats to support rapid energy demands without derailing your long-term fat adaptation. Full metabolic reprogramming requires 6 to 8 weeks and unfolds in 3 distinct phases. The first 2 weeks involve an adjustment period marked by potential energy dips, electrolyte imbalances, and temporary performance declines. Weeks 3 through 6 focus on metabolic reprogramming, where mitochondrial efficiency improves and blood sugar stabilizes. By week 6 to 8, you'll typically reach peak adaptation, characterized by steady energy output, enhanced mental clarity, and optimized endurance performance. Monitoring is essential to track this transition. New keto athletes should undergo lactate threshold testing every 4 to 6 weeks to adjust training loads as your physiology shifts. Once fully adapted, testing every 2 to 3 months during primary training blocks is sufficient to verify metabolic efficiency and refine periodization. Field-based testing using constant effort sessions can serve as a practical alternative to laboratory profiling. Remember, keto adaptation is not a simple dietary switch, but a complete metabolic transformation that prioritizes fat oxidation over glycolysis. This shift yields exceptional benefits for ultra-endurance performance, glycogen preservation, and recovery, but it demands a complete overhaul of traditional training metrics. You must abandon standard heart rate zones in favor of RER-based intensity targeting, and adopt modified lactate testing protocols to accurately map your new physiological thresholds. While high-intensity capacity may temporarily suffer due to increased oxygen costs, your ability to sustain higher workloads at submaximal intensities and recover faster between sessions provides a distinct competitive edge in long-distance events. Success requires patience through that 6 to 8 week adaptation window, consistent metabolic monitoring, and strategic fueling tailored to your specific training intensities. Keep your head in the game, trust the process, and let's get to work.